I am blessed. I'm more than blessed. Thank you, youngins. Thank you, youngins. I want to mention one other thing, and then I'm going to have to go, but last 2 weeks ago, we took an offering for Karen and Phil, and if you wasn't here, some people might not have been here. If you'd like to contribute to that, you can do that today. Just make that known, and you can give that to Ralph or to Bob. Yeah, we'll have a plate at each end. Ralph and Bob will have one back here, and Bob will have one back there. And if you didn't have an opportunity to do that, you can do that today. Tom, I had promised Karen and Phil that you'd give them a check today, so if that'll be taken care of, and I saw Bobby in grocery store the other day. He's so appreciative of what the church has done for them, and just keep praying for Wanda. Let's meet the needs of our people as we go along the way, and that's a blessing to us, ain't it? Okay. Bible says more blessed to give and receive, and I believe that. Okay. Anna Marie, I guess we'll have to go, and we'll turn it over to Billy. He's got a congregational song, and then Brother Joe, you just take charge, brother. Close it out however you want to. I'm sorry to leave, but sometimes that's the way it is.
Church, thank you for having me today. To myself and some of the all the rest of the people that's getting on in years here. We need to be ready to go because the church of tomorrow is already here. And what I want to talk to you today about is being a watchman. I know there's a lot of people here that know what a watchman is, but have you been a watchman or are you a watchman? And I'm going to read some scripture out of the third chapter of Ezekiel and out of the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel. And the first one is God's instructions to Ezekiel about how he should be a watchman. And I'll start with the third chapter and the 17th verse. This is God speaking to Ezekiel. He said, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning for me. I know this don't sound too pushing, but it is pushing because we are part of the house of Israel. We are part of the 10 tribes that went to the north after the captivity into Europe and settled the British Isles and part of Europe and then later migrated to the United States and Canada. So, verse 18 says, When I say unto the wicked, Thou shalt surely die, and thou givest them him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. So it's a serious thing. If you see something happening out here and about the sinful things that's going on and don't warn the people what's going on, you're in trouble. The Lord could snatch you off right now, and their blood would be required at your hand. Verse 19 says, Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. And And again, when the righteous man doth turn from his unrighteousness and commit iniquity, and I will lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because he hath not given him warning. He shall die in his sin, and his righteousness, which he hath done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Now, we go over to the 33rd chapter of Ezekiel. And this speaks of the watchman's duty. It's what we're supposed to do, to warn the sinful man from his wicked ways and to warn him about the wickedness that's going on in this world. Not only his own wickedness, but the wickedness of everybody else and the things they're doing and the worshiping idols and all that stuff. We're supposed to be on guard. That's what a watchman is. And you'll read about the watch and the watchmen's all through the Bible. The third watch, the second watch, and the evening watch. And it says here, again, in the 33rd chapter, verse 1, again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring us forward upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. And it says in verse 5, he heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he gets taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So it's serious stuff. We better be on guard all the time. We better be watching, because there's some things are happening on the horizon, and things that's already happened that people has not took warning of. We knew that was going to happen. We didn't say a thing. We knew they was taking place, but we hunkered down in our foxhole and didn't do nothing. So it's just like the things that's going on today. Everything is going almost exactly in the opposite direction from God's way. And God is not pleased with that. And I don't know how long God will see his blood and precious son dragged through the mud and the filth of this world. That's exactly what's happening. We're dragging Jesus Christ through the blood and filth of this world. We're not listening. Not listening to the only true word there is. This is the only true word there is. About everything else, I'll have just a little bit of deceit hooked to it. But this right here is no variance in it, no word. It says what it means, and it means what it says. And verse 7 says, So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word of thy mouth and warn them for me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his iniquity, he shall die in his iniquity, but he has delivered his thy soul. Therefore, O son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, thus ye speak, saying, If our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Now, I want to say something about some of the great watchmen of the world. Of the Bible, and in my opinion, the Apostle Paul was the greatest one. considering all the things that he went through and all the things he done and all the persecutions and everything that bore down upon him, he was the greatest witness of all time, as far as I can tell, as far as I can see in God's Word. He was shipwrecked, he was snake bit, he was whipped, and he was in the deep, and he was cast out of the city one time, being dead. They said he was cast out dead, but I believe God brought him back to life because he got up and went on his way, and he preached to the cities. He established churches, then he went and admonished the churches and told them how they're supposed to live their life and how they're supposed to live their life and what they were supposed to do. And that he's the one that got the churches all started. We all in this church sprung from the teachings and the preachings of Apostle Paul. He preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he knew what he's preaching about because he was knocked down on the road to Damascus and his sight was taken from him from a while. And I believe he still carried a thorn in the flesh, it being his sight, because it says in the book of Galatians that there's a verse in there that says that he was talking to the people. He says, "You would have plucked out your own eyes and given them to me." And there's another place that says, see what large letters I've written unto you with my own hand. And you had to write big because his eyesight was bad, I believe. And we'll go to 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter now. And I'll read you some stuff about the Apostle Paul. Second Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 11 through 18. He's warning the church here, and it proves that he was a watchman. He says, "O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, and our heart is enlarged. We are not straitened in us, but we are straitened in your own bowels. For now a recompense in the same. I speak as unto my children. Be ye also enlarged as I am. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord has Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?" Now, he's admonishing the church pretty heavy right here in this chapter. And it says, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Verses 23 through 28. "As a minister of Christ, I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant in stripes, more above measure." Now, this is what he suffered, what he went through. "More above measure in prison, more frequent in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys, often in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watchings often, and hunger, thirst, and fastings often, and cold and nakedness. Beside these things that are without, that which cometh up on me daily, the care of the churches. So he had a job on his hands. He had a whole lot to contend with, and he loved his churches. He loved ministering to the churches, and he loved warning them. He loved being a watchman, and that's what we should do. We should be a watchman to the world out here and let the world watch us. We should be strong enough in our morals and everything that we don't care for the world to see in what we do. I know we're all going to make mistakes. I've made uncountable mistakes, and I know a lot of you have too. But you've got to repent daily, ask the Lord to forgive you, and go to Him in prayer. And it don't make any difference where you pray. You can pray going down the road in your car. You can pray sitting on the pew, or you can pray laying in your bed at night. The Lord hears you, and He'll hear you. From an honest and contrite spirit, He will hear every word you say, and He will honor that. He might not honor it in your lifetime, but He will honor it later on. God is a God of love and not a God of hate. He loves everybody, and He's not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. And He sent His very own Son to Calvary to prove all of that. He sent Him as a perfect sacrifice to hang up on the cross between two thieves, a perfect sacrifice that we could all go free. And He loved us just like His children, which we are. We are His children and His offspring. And we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ Himself. So states the Word of God. And I'm so glad that He looked down and seen an old sinner like me and picked me up with a hair of the head, Gary, and He did you too. And I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior. And everything I can ever do, I can't pay Him back. And if it wasn't a free gift of God, we'd all be in trouble and be a hurt. So I would ask you, if you've not made Jesus Christ your Savior, I would ask you to do that today. It's a free gift. You can't buy it. It's given down from God from above. It's been available to all mankind. It's still available to all mankind and will be available to all mankind until Jesus Christ comes back. And that's all that I have to say about being a watchman, but I do want you to know one thing. You are to watch. The Bible says to watch, because you know not when the Son of Man cometh. You know not when the Lord's going to split the eastern skies and come back and claim us for His own. We're paid for. If we repent of our sins, we're paid for by the blood of the Lamb that hung on Calvary and died for you and you and you. Me. That's all I have to say. I know I'm short. I know I'm not worthy to be up here, but God put me up here. And if God wants me to step down, I'll step down. Thank you, Bill. Get us the song. I want you to think about what I said about being a watchman, because it's serious business, and it's never been a more serious business than it is this day and this hour. The sins of mankind are running rancid in this world. I don't know how much longer God is going to see His blood, His Son dragged through the filth of this world, and all of His promises, most of them rejected. People just pass them off as something that is a fable, but it's not a fable. It's a true word of a true and holy and living God. And every word of it is true. I believe every word of it. And I know that it's true.